Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
FaceTime me and had the shirt on.
Oh, shit, that's fly.
God, next time you're cooking, I gotta take a picture of you with the shit because
like
the guys would love it.
Shirt. Yeah, I love when the ladies wear a shirt.
Welcome back. Second half of No Need for Apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the God, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And we're here with the
fantastic
Evan. I was trying to do a words off of mascara and spliffs. I'm not a good word creator like you are.
The fantastic mascara and spliffness herself, the queen.
But yeah, man, we're here. Thank you for hanging out with us. Back from the second half. It's still light outside, man. I'm so used
daylight
to
savings, man. We back, bro.
I forgot about the light
about
on for my daughter.
About to be summer in New York.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah. What's this?
Woo!
What's
this? I want to be outside.
16 summers.
What is your favorite thing about summer in New York as a native New Yorker?
Okay. Well, technically, I've only been here 17 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I would say the guys on the bikes. When they,
the dirt bikes or the pedal bikes?
The dirt bikes.
The
niggas
on the city bike.
More
on the city bike? With the scooters? With the scooters? Nah, I know he's over the guys.
And they, it'd be like 30 of them, and they'd be doing wheelies, and that shit.
Yeah. I should have did that.
My blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
It's some of this. That's incredibly sexy.
Yeah. Just fucking up traffic, huh? Making sure niggas is late to work.
I'm gonna get me one of them this summer.
Yeah, have you ever been on a bike? You ever rode?
Not in this country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it with some in Jamaica, dodging goats.
Yeah.
Got a red stripe in one hand, other hand on the throttle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Dodging
when I see
goats,
them come out with the
flip flops.
I'm outside. That's like really how you know summer's around.
Yeah. Once they start breaking them out to make sure that they are run and get the fluids.
Break
and stuff
the
like
bikes,
that.
And then I like all the outdoor festivals, especially Juneteenth.
Yeah, like Smorgasbord.
Juneteenth last year was fucking crazy. So yeah, I'm always down to see how that goes.
We were talking about Smorgasbord earlier.
I can't wait. April's the first weekend of April.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. It's kicking off.
Smorgasbord. Yeah, that's food, bro.
It's a lot. It's a full
net. You go in there with $60 and still be hungry.
Shit.
Really? I'd be full.
The lobster roll would be like $25.
Lobster roll is $27.
Yeah.
You not full after no lobster roll?
Nah,
that should be heavy.
I go there high. I be hungry as hell.
There you go. Talk shit. Sometimes you got to smoke before the smorgasbord. I get it. You
got
to sweep before you mop.
Exactly.
You get that's some old black man. You get old.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet for your mop.
We had to let these girls know in Texas that we were old. Like they kept
trying to play this dumb shit.
Guys. No. Compared to these 21, 24 year old chicks.
Well, compared to them bitches, I'm old too.
Right, but they just kept wanting to play like young trap music and shit like that.
No,
and we like,
man,
hey,
like, nah.
Put the hits back on, bitch. Yeah. Like we want oldies.
Stop fucking with my oldies.
Like, but this is current. We don't give a fuck.
Neither one. Year, right?
I'm 40 41. In July.
Oh, okay.
I'm 40 in July. I'm hype.
Yeah, 40 is sexy.
Yeah,
I'm about to be
bad.
A whole dog, man. Still
bad.
In the gym. Still feel pretty good. Out. Ain't nothing jiggling
I'm still
around.
Able to get my shit going off of 40.
Yeah,
I'm the leader of this Black Air Force One movement, which this has been funny. Someone sent me to click on the one that says BBQ got them Black Air Force Ones.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is funny. I don't know. I had to look this guy up. Have y'all heard about this dude, BBQ?
No.
Nah, he's like some fucking. Oh, wow, look at this nigga. Like some sort of fucking like Haitian.
Idi Amin.
He's like taking over Haiti with Black Air Force Ones, though.
I can't see. I didn't bring my glasses.
But yeah, this dude, you might have to Google look him up. But
okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, like Forrest Whitaker. The one in the middle, yeah.
You like Idi Amin.
This dude is like, his name is Barbecue, which is that's a wild. But he's like helping like some sort of revolt in Haiti or something like that.
I think
like,
we started it.
But then those are appropriate shoes then.
He was listening to our goddamn podcast.
He couldn't do it.
And now he's going to start a revolt with everybody.
It's not even him, it's
one.
The shoes doing it.
It's just the shoes.
Yeah, it's just the shoes.
Like if he took them off, he'd be fine. But now...
Could you look that up again to see who this guy is again?
I think he was listening to the goddamn.
Haiti is wild. A lot of refugees are coming to Jamaica.
Wow, because Haiti is on fire right now, ain't it?
On fire, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, because of this dude, right?
Yeah,
is it just him?
Yeah,
or?
They killed the president. They overturned the gang. It's wild.
I've never been to Haiti. You been to Haiti before?
My mom went to Haiti one time.
Are there sneaker stores there? Where do you think?
I don't know.
Where are they getting these Black Air Force Ones?
Because those was fresh.
Those look pretty fresh.
Those were fresh Air Force Ones. Those did not come in the drum. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That was not sent by some family member in New York.
My mom loved Haiti, but she didn't go into like Haiti. It was like on a cruise, and it was one of the stops.
The one of the okay. The nice part, the
yeah,
season.
Yeah, so it wasn't
Haiti.
Like, it wasn't Haiti.
Yeah.
Where they hate, where they all the Haiti.
She actually said there was a large wall so that the local people couldn't really, and I'm like, that's so disgusting.
That's crazy.
Walls?
I don't like that.
They
you
got
like
them
walls?
Motherfuckers no. behind the wall, no. boy. That's crazy.
I think that's so evil to do to native people. Like, talk I feel shit, like babe. It fucks with their self-esteem. Growing up, seeing this wall, knowing that they're not good enough to pass that.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be, like, come. You have to think about the mental... Come on, that's just evil.
That's right.
I
write
hate
a book.
It.
Come
when
on, Sister Soldier, you better
disgusted.
Write that book. I remember? Love when they write the books.
Yeah, I was upset.
Write that book, babe.
So,
babe. Write a book.
Yeah, he's a bad. He's causing a ruckus. So
causing a ruckus.
Causing
and
a ruckus.
Black Air Force Ones.
The president is dead. Yeah.
His name is Jimmy Scherzer. They call him Barbecue because of his mother's famous grilled chicken.
Dang.
Oh, the mother's food is that good?
He is a
start elite, a revolt behind
he's
that
a,
shit.
An elite officer turned gang leader.
Wow.
Who has been revolutionizing a lot of the revolts
in
Haiti
in Black Air Force Ones.
Because they don't want the prime minister that they currently have in office.
Wow.
So he's like gathering up all the poor people and
this nigga's Bane from Batman.
Black Air Force Ones and going for it.
But they're also terrorizing the poor people. They just
they're killing. He's killing a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of killing going on.
Yeah,
he's crippling the economy. Like it's kind of like some Che Guevara shit where it's like the people need it, but it's hurting everybody.
Wow, nobody wins that way.
Shout out to my Haitians though. I love my Haitians.
Yeah, man. He said we done with all that chicken for right now, though, man. We're gonna use this machete for something else.
His mother's food was that good that.
I know, where the son get the name Barbecue?
Yeah, like that's like infamous. Damn. Like that's like
that must
that's
be
a hell
really
of a legacy.
Good. That's
yeah.
Chicken. I kind of want to try his mama's chicken.
I will go to Haiti and kill a couple niggas.
Does she have a store?
That's what
I'm
saying.
Do they get charged up?
I think it's gone. That's why he wilding right now.
That's the reason for the revolution.
He need to open up a franchise. Fuck this war, nigga.
Hell nah.
If you open up my mama's barbecue chicken in Haiti...
He's doing the plot from Four Brothers. Remember when they killed their mom? And everybody came home like, yo, they killed mama? Oh, yeah, we're going to get out of here.
They need to open up some chicken place. My God, if that's the heat behind that.
Wow.
Barbecue is the nickname because your mom's chicken was that good? God, damn.
Oh God!
And it's not like she gave it to him. Like it was like people unanimously like, okay, your mother's food is this.
The
lit.
Dudes that was fucking his mom was like, yo, this plate she make after you fuck,
right?
And you
right.
talk to her son, this chicken is BBQ. That's the little nigga.
And you a grown ass man still running around with that name. I mean, you can't shake it because that's the worst when you can't.
It
shake It sounded
like
nickname.
The dudes that was over there after they got finished. She made this chicken that was so goddamn good that he got the nickname. That's what it sound kind of sound like.
Barbecue. Barbecue. Give me another roll of paper.
You know barbecue mom. You know the mom. Oh yeah. Barbecue.
Go down to the shop. Go to the shop and get me another bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's.
That nigga went when they was fucking go down to the store and get these seasonings. All right. While I go bang your mind and back, I'm gonna make you a good. Mom's gonna make you the chicken. That's God fucked damn. Up. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, man.
That's why he doing all that. Mm-hmm. With them Black Air Force Ones. That nigga charged up.
Yeah, probably because the people Leave that are disrespecting alone. The country have also been through disrespecting his mom. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Yeah.
Finish with it.
He's damn. And his nickname is BBQ. Ain't
he
this a bitch?
He couldn't choose a more appropriate footwear.
And the crazy thing is, this is what I love about our fans. That's how it was brought to me, because I don't pay attention to news and none of that shit. That shit was right in my inbox. Like, yo, have you seen this guy taking over
revolution
in Black Air Force?
Black Air Force Ones, bro. Haitian Revolution. That's another one on the checklist. What else can you do in a Black Air Force One? Start a war in Haiti, nigga. Start a all-off war in Haiti, because we don't want the nigga that's sitting there in there. Put on your fucking Air Force Ones, nigga, and start killing. Yo, that's crazy, bro.
That is, I just love that what this shoe has become.
I know. And Nike did not, and Nike had no idea what they started.
They're not going to discontinue it. That's what a moneymaker right
to
there.
Reduce them. They are slowing down the Air Force Ones. It's limited production on them from now on. The all white ones and
Revolution?
The all black ones.
I think probably make it more rare. The price is gonna go up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Price is gonna go up if you can't get it that often.
Yeah.
If people buy white ones, people buy like four at a time because they know it gets dirty, gonna throw it out, put on a fresh pair, throw it out.
They're like socks, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like socks.
I know a lot of niggas used to do that. When I was doing Philly comedy in Philly, it was a trunks full of white Air Force Ones.
Did y'all okay, remember we talked about this too, going to Europe. We saw so many of the same sneaker stores. Like, I just saw this coming back from the airport yesterday. There is a bank on Eastern Parkway that has been turned into a Snipes.
Yeah.
That is not cool.
That's wild.
That's not cool.
That's wild.
A bank?
A bank. Like, the amount of sneaker stores, the amount of Snipes that we saw, we were in fucking, I think we were in either Brussels or Switzerland. There was a
Both?
Snipes in the airport and the train station. Like, like, there's
like
no
sneakers,
reason
like
for anyone to go shoeless in
like
this
sneakers.
World. There are enough shoes sitting in the stock room of
sneakers.
Every goddamn place. It's crazy.
When I see a homeless person with no shoes on, I'd be like, damn, you ain't applying yourself.
You're not applying yourself?
Sneakers is one thing they got everywhere.
Bro.
They got sneakers everywhere.
Everywhere. So we'll see what happens with those, man.
Right. I hate that I'm wearing new
Eva, we about to lose Eva. You got to get out of here, go do some shows.
Back soon.
Yeah. Absolutely. And hopefully we get you back. And you
I love when you come down here, too.
I mean,
we'll get you here on time. But, you know.
I know. My bad.
You do be canceling on us. Like,
no, last week I was sick. Right, that's when I had the virus.
Oh, okay.
Last week I was sick, I had the virus. Yeah. And then this week I need to get my week back on.
What, you just going to eat all week? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to eat all week. I'm going to eat all week. Because this is, I need my weight back.
All right, Eva. Tell the people where they can find you one more time. Drop all your handles.
Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Eva Evans Comedy. At Eva Evans Comedy. It's spelled just how you hear it. Eva Evans Comedy.
All right, babe.
Oh, yes. There you go right there. Thank you.
All right, thank you, love. Thanks for coming.
And my Cash App is the same thing, too.
There you go. Throw that in there.
All right, y'all. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, thank you. We
have a good show.
And mess around for a little bit. All right. Thank you, love. All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
Bye, babe.
Bye. Yeah, I remember. I think the last time. I don't know whether it was the first time or the last time that we had Eva on. I remember like one of my homies hit me up. He's like, "So, what's the deal with y'all podcast? Y'all just get the baddest bitches y'all."
I know. It's like, yeah. I almost want to be like, sorta. I be trying to find lookers to be on the show, but most of them goofy. So when they not goofy, I be happy as motherfucker.
When T gets back, there's a video that I want to play for y'all because this shit was ridiculous. Like,
so you just get the baddest motherfuckers. That's so funny.
Oh man. All right. So. Else we'll talk about everything else was just videos, and she's a little slow getting everybody out of here. All right, you ready? You back?
What happened?
Can you play the Big Booty Latina video?
Big Booty Latina video. I'm in.
After we just finished talking to Eva,
that sounds like a DJ request. Can you play the Big Booty Latina video?
The song that makes the girls get on the thing and go crazy? You're going to love this shit.
It's me, Alex Stein. I just want to say, this has been a terrible meeting. I mean, it's been so boring. I just listened to all
Harrington
these people drone on.
Harrington fought this guy at Skankfest.
Really?
Let me tell you something.
Pause it. Hold on. What are you talking about? Really?
I love.
Apparently, Harrington fought this guy at Skankfest.
The guy with the hat on is Alex Stein guy?
Yeah, this guy, Alex Stein.
Okay, so I know he's trolling in this shit, but this is.
Bye,
okay, so he's a comedian of some sort or a podcaster?
He's a podcaster.
He podcasts.
Okay, okay. So that explains why he's doing what he's doing. Back to stuff. Start it over from the beginning.
Hey, guys. It's me, Alex Stein. I just want to say, this has been a terrible meeting. I mean, it's been so boring. I just listening to all these people drone on. And let me tell you something, Jennifer. I love big booty Latinas. So I sit here and I see, yes, I love.
You are out of line.
Well, I can't say I love big booty Latinas? How do you figure that?
How you figure that?
Wait, how is that
first
a
response? I'm
so my First Amendment right, I'm allowed to say I like big booty Latinas. How is that a crime? Is that because you're a big booty Latina? Wait, how is
can
that?
No,
I do have a comment about technology, but you're yelling at me because I'm talking about big booty Latinas. Like, listen, AOC is my favorite big booty Latina. You're my second favorite big booty Latina. So don't get all, you know, butthurt about that. I still think you're a beautiful lady. Little thick, but I like him thick. I mean, I don't want some skinny mini girl. I want somebody that has some Jesus cushion Christ. For the pushing. You know what I mean, Jennifer?
It's so funny when they don't know what to do in these situations when they're being trolled.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Now my wife has got her OnlyFans on mycity.com. She's on My City showing her vagina for like $5.99 a month. And I know that you could probably
she got her purse. Money. She ready to leave.
Yeah, that's what My City just what? What's wrong? Keep it clean. What, do you know the First Amendment? You know I'm like, hey, no. See the,
twice already.
Do you not understand the First Amendment? I'm allowed to say whatever I want. No, you don't understand the First Amendment. Then I'm allowed to say big booty Latina. Big booty Latina is not a crime to say that, officer. But this guy is such a dummy. He doesn't understand. It's not a crime. I can go to a meeting. I can call him a dummy. I can call you big booty Latina. I can call you an idiot. I can call you a mask wearer, probably 5 times vaccinated. And I know you're probably going to get my. I can say all that. I'm a pimp on a blimp. Y'all don't understand this.
I'm a pimp on a blimp.
So I can call you a big booty Latina. I can say whatever I want.
He said I'm a pimp on a blimp.
It is. He's kind of right, though. What is wrong with saying big booty Latina? Is it because she's a big booty Latina?
She probably got a big old fat ass sitting on none of there. Yo.
It's the environment.
She's probably got a big old monkey back there, too.
Hey, guys. I want to talk to you about Capsulite. Capsulite, it's a drinking pill. Well, it's a pill to keep you from feeling bad from drinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like an elixir.
I guess so. It's like you take them with you to the bar.
Okay.
And you either drink them before you drink.
Okay.
Or you could just put one in your own drink. Or maybe if you see a chick who's had a little bit too much to drink, you could put it in her drink.
That's probably not... That's probably the best thing to do.
It's doctor formulated. Support your liver and make sure that you are going to have a better day the next day and not feel the total effects of all the alcohol you consumed the night before.
Well, your heart's in the right place.
It looks bad. But once we get it out there that's what we're doing, people will actually appreciate you. All right? So listen, I'm going to give you a 30% off coupon. Matter of fact, I don't even need to give you the coupon. You just need to go to capsulite.com. And when you go to check out, you will automatically get 30% off applied to your first order. There's no minimum necessary. So order as many as you want and put them in as many drinks as you can. Use promo code GAS for tracking. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's Texas.
Uh-huh.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high.
Ha ha.
Like super duper legally high?
Like work at a comedy club high?
Yeah. Well, then you need to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go and I'm going to stock up after I just spent 5 days.
5 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the beginning of Monday in Texas where regular THC is illegal. And I said, oh, my God, why am I out of my Delta 8? And it's like,
this is a job for Delta 8.
Right. So if you ever find yourself in Texas, and like not the cool part of Texas, not like Austin, Texas.
You're talking about Plano.
Hey, I'm talking about the Planos.
You're talking about Plano,
the
Texas.
The Dallases, the Arlingtons, where it's just frowned upon. Well, go to yodelta.com where you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, flowers, and all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you Delta 8 works. and that these products should be taken in responsibly.
And
you know
serious
where else you
and responsibly. What's that?
In France.
Yeah.
France. They're a little weird.
Yeah, had little
a, had
cops
a joint
with their little burger joint
us.
Hats and machine guns.
Couldn't wait to be able to tell those cops, get away, it's Delta 8. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta. Home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's get back to the show. She looked like her cheeks. Bring it back. Let me look at her face. First of all, she was pretty good looking. That was a good looking chick.
Yeah.
Go back. Show her. Look at that. If I could.
Which is weird when they always try to find people.
Yeah, look at it. She looks like she got some ass back there.
She got the bun, the big old thick cop
If you
bun.
Got a big old cop bun, you got a fat ass. I don't care.
I like the way that he, big booty Latina.
Big bad Latinas.
Big booty
Big
Latina.
Booty Latinas.
Yeah, man.
Like Forrest Gump. Big
good
booty
for him.
Latina.
It made me laugh. It's probably fucked up, but I don't think it was that fucked
up. But that's
up.
The thing.
It made
what
me
is
laugh.
Fucked up about it?
Kind of made me laugh.
I get it. It's like, it's trouble. Jarring and it's weird, but he's not saying anything wrong. He's not even saying anything. He said booty.
Big booty Latinas. You know what a booty is.
It's like the environment. She's a government official. You can't
that's so
like,
funny. That made me laugh.
Point out that she's hot.
But she's Latina. You're allowed to say
you
that.
Thick than a motherfucker.
She's a Latina.
You're allowed to say big.
Big
you're allowed
old
to say booty.
Booty Latina. You
all
bet.
It is a combination of words. That's like my joke about what is a worse phrase: midget nigga
you know,
or nigga
midget. Yeah.
Like neither one of them are bad words, but you know.
Yeah. She's a councilwoman.
Yeah, I don't even
the
understand
midget nigga,
what that is.
Peter Dinklage. Oh,
I don't know
shit.
What a councilwoman is.
What is a councilwoman?
Like
it's a woman who councils?
Very, very local, like borough politics.
Borough politics, so the small politics.
Probably even smaller than
yeah, that's like
politics.
Open mics of comedy, right?
She like
I mean,
councilwoman.
Open
I'm going to look it up.
Well, she work on her block. That's she like just good on her block.
Yeah, that's like a councilwoman is like a block up from block captain. It's a step up.
Yeah, or like bus safety.
You got the key.
Or like some goofy shit like that.
Fire hydrant.
Oh, art.
And you know.
You might as well run an Airbnb.
Yeah, you got a little badge to put on your tag.
You better stop, girl.
I got
councilwoman.
A business card with the city. Local city legislation.
Local city, so her neighborhood. This bitch
is. You just described it with another word that makes it
she is the leader of the Midnight Patrol.
Big booty
Latina. Big booty Latina. That's what she was. She looked like she had a fat old ass. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for that fat bun.
Dude, this apparently, and thank you for all the people that are always sending me videos. Shout out to Johnny D. Shout out to Marcel. Shout out to Toby. Shout
what
out
happened
to
now?
Malcolm. A lot of stuff has been going on in these boardrooms, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the next one? This was right up your alley, Derek. A classic misgendering.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Man, shit, baby. Yeah, I like when they make mistakes. They were like, yo, bruh, I'm a girl. Nigga, really?
Is this it? Oh, okay.
Me and him, we gonna play football.
Wait a minute. Wait, please. Make it bigger.
Okay.
I can't see it.
Me and him, we gonna play football, and you gonna be the one cheerleader.
Okay.
Him,
yeah, you.
Okay.
You, him. No, go ahead and try to explain to that kid why you're not a him.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Him. Yeah, nigga, you got a football and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And dreadlocks.
I've got to say, like, you can't be offended. You straight up look like T-Pain.
Right,
you
can right.
You can't be offended.
Here's the thing. Kids speak nothing but the truth.
Truth. Man.
If a kid
only
misgenders
truth.
You, then you need to go reevaluate
you
your shit, your presentation.
You got to get the procedure, not the pill. The pill ain't cutting it. You need to get the procedure. Figure out how you can get money for that procedure.
Nat. All right, I found this out about you later. And I know we were always making trans jokes while you were dating someone
who
was trans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever witnessed them being misgendered?
Yeah.
Okay, is it jarring or, especially for you, is it kind of hilarious sometimes
it
or
was
is it ever?
Usually in a context where it's like, clearly she's like, if you're saying he at this point, you're doing it maliciously.
Oh,
okay.
You know, like it's one, I don't know.
You're like, basically saying...
Like you can tell. You look at her, you go, you know what she's going for.
Okay. Oh, okay. The work was proper. It was good work. Right. Okay, okay.
You see what she's going
for. Right, right,
but
right.
But I've definitely seen, and me and her have both accidentally misgendered. Like, it happens, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Wait a minute. Totally. A trans person has misgendered another trans person?
Yeah. Sometimes, because the people that we hang out with are all, like, teen, like late teens, early 20-somethings, where it's like sometimes they got some weird pronouns going on.
Right,
and you don't
right.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to love a juicy
pronoun. Do they hold each other more accountable? You should know. You know what I'm going through.
No, usually it's like they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's this. And they're like very like, if it's someone who's in the community, they're like a little nicer about it.
Okay.
Oh, why?
I saw one video. I think we talked about this video.
The trinary.
To bring it back to the big booty Latinas, but the gas chat brought up a really good point. Chris Vega from HSR is part of the council of Kings County. He's a councilman in Brooklyn.
Exactly. Yeah.
He gets
a step above block captain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
A step above block
just
captain.
Just a step
above. You talking
above.
About the guy that's always here with the chew in his... In his cheek, that guy with the chewing tobacco?
Wow, a chewing tobacco dude is a council person? Get the fuck out of here. See, anybody can be a council person. Anybody can be an Uber driver. Anybody can be a council person. Get the fuck out of here. Everybody be a fireman. Good for y'all. Anybody can be a cop. Yeah, man, fuck them shit. I'd rather be a cop.
The wet hat and the Popeye forearms?
Not the Popeye forearms.
You know what?
Councilman.
You ever see someone from high school become a council person
yes.
and try to run for local
yes.
shit? And you're like, no.
I don't want nobody that I went to high school with doing shit.
I know what you
damn
used
straight.
To do at parties.
Damn straight. Why not? No, let's not.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you see someone try to get their life together. Like, nigga, you used to be a bully. Now you want to be the mayor?
You used to be a bully.
No, you can't be the mayor now.
Yeah, that's very funny.
You flush kids' heads in the toilet.
Dad,
you don't get the
swirlies.
Mayor.
You was handing out swirlies. You can't be nobody's governor.
Oh, my God.
Mayor or whatever the fuck. Yeah, I get it.
Speaking of bullies, this was a funny one. I don't know. This isn't so much funny. English bullies.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because we're talking about bullies. And, you know, I love to see British children misbehave. This one's a little bit tough to watch, though, because it's an interracial thing going on here.
But all right, okay. Jesus
whatever.
Christ.
I don't know.
What just happened?
They're bullying.
The black kid?
Yeah.
Kiss my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Chili.
Right over under Molly.
He better not kiss that shoe. That's first. Throat punch.
Kiss my shoe.
Throw punch.
He's not sure you're getting
what. No!
God damn it! And they still fucking with him. He's not punching back
know.
After punching the shoe.
But they know. That's
British,
what they knew.
British
they,
bullies.
But see...
And that kid will probably grow up to be your councilman.
But nah, man. Because homie kissed the shoe, he knew he could punch on
right,
him.
Right.
So nah, he should have throw punch
that
him
kid
and just
will
took
be,
it.
That kid will be councilman, and then he'll run for local something. And then
they
he'll
better
try
bring
to get,
that video back.
That's when the video will come out.
He'll be a parliament. He'll be a parliament.
Right.
Bring that video
and then that's
up.
When that video will come back, and he'll be... And the funny thing is, a guy like that, he'll be mad at his mate. That's right. I said the British phrase. He'll be mad at his mate for uploading the video and not at himself for doing that thing to that black child.
Pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, man.
See that?
I love the way the fucking world works, man. All right. I'm going to do like one more before we get out of here. Maybe two more. All right.
Can we bring up the Kai Cenat one? Because I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was one that I was going to bring up.
I wish we brought it up with Eva.
I
should
have brought
about,
it up.
What happened?
Friend zone and shit. She was
friend
talking
zoning.
About, yeah.
So Kai Cenat had that girl, Tyler.
Tyler put him in the friend zone, didn't she?
Yeah.
Like on the stream.
Show. Yeah, because I would have loved to have seen.
But like,
know.
What makes it funny is in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? What? Why is she playing?
Right, and that's what I would have loved to have gotten Eva's opinion on what he did wrong or what could have made this work.
Been,
go ahead,
well,
play the
ladies,
video
you're
so
have
the
to
listeners
let us know.
So the listeners can see what happened here.
She
and
said,
make
"Don't
sure you,
do this."
Make sure you crank the video a little
Zoe,
bit.
So my only option is Tyler. Would you like to go on a date with me?
Jesus Christ!
Be for real?
Yeah.
It was that.
Don't do that.
What you mean?
Do
why not?
Don't
like,
do that.
I'm serious.
You put her under pressure.
Whenever you get some free time, would you like to go on a date with me?
No. Twice?
You can't do that. On a whole live thing.
Yeah, yeah, nigga, you can.
Why not? It's two for there.
That's how the dude was at IHOP. You don't want to listen to my raps?
That's, what's that? That's like rape. Right. That's some form of rape.
Yeah.
She said, but we friends, though.
Next one.
Rewind that. I'm sorry.
So, I can't do Zoe, so my only option is,
She laughing at him.
Well, he also fucked up by saying, I can't do Zoe, like so he definitely put it out there she's the second choice.
For real.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
What you mean? Why not?
Would don't you do that.
I'm serious. Whenever you get some free time, would you like to go on a date with me?
You can't do that. Can't on do a that. Whole live thing.
Why not? It's two for there.
But we friends
though. Oh shit! Friend zoned.
Next one.
Sit your punk ass down somewhere.
That is a weird way to hang out with your friend though, with your stomach
you
all
out. Can't. Right, oh, that is funny.
This is not. They're not hanging out. This is marketing. This is a PR stunt. That is not this boy's real house. This is a studio.
Make me sweat.
And you ask me on live.
Make me.
You didn't even look him in the face. He looked at the camera. She said, "Do my best. Will you go out with me?
Make me water."
Is that her? She sings that.
Make me sweat. Make me hotter. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. In other words, bust a nut. That's what she's talking about.
That's her that sings this, huh?
That girl nasty.
I didn't know that. Cool. I had no idea.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, tell me what could he have done.
Y'all gotta break it down.
What did she do wrong?
She didn't do shit wrong.
What did he do wrong?
He did it that way on the live.
Did it on live.
Like that.
Did it on live. Put on the spot.
Second, like... blatantly
I couldn't get
choice.
This bitch
I can't get
so
it
maybe
so. And I mean yeah I'm doing truth or dare. I don't know how old this kid is. I think he's like 20.
This nigga is a kid, man. That bitch though. Bad you don't approach her like that, nigga.
Is she bad?
I don't know, from here she was bad.
Yeah stomach all out
she's skinny, I guess. Yeah. But she probably a kid though. I don't like looking at kids, man. I'm old ass nigga, man.
Yeah, man, I got a 20-year-old daughter. I say that I so like I can keep kids, myself man. Wholesome and I can keep everyone else that's understanding right.
I like
why
chicks
I need
30
to be
and above.
Wholesome. Yeah, man.
30 and above.
Yep, MILF and mature.
No more 20s.
From here
you
on
got
out.
You to be 30. Even though these bitches in their 20s are saying the wildest shit I've ever seen online, they just be fucking everything, eating ass, cheating.
I don't think they be doing
they be
it, man.
Stripping
that's what,
online,
that's what
pole dancing. You be like, what the
that's what
fuck?
That's scares me about them.
And I hope it's not. I hope they all playing. I hope they all prudes. Well, not all of them, but some of them, most of them.
Yeah.
They all just whores on
Instagram.
See, that'd
make it even weird if they are prudes, man. What's
yeah,
like,
well, that would be
that?
Complete
why
lies.
Selling
wow.
That so hard.
That is weird to sell that so hard if you're not really doing it.
Right. Could you imagine if I just walk around, like, yeah, I get pussy, 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 and I've only had sex like twice?
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, that's usually the dead giveaway. If anybody is just pussy, 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 pussy.
That's like my joke. That's so funny. I'm talking with lesbians.
Pussy, 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 pussy,
pussy,
pussy, pussy.
You're talking to lesbians, of course.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
Yeah,
like a good, solid conversation.
And I felt like lesbians don't get it in that much.
And they just be arguing all the time.
Yeah, I don't feel like... I feel like, all right, we assume lesbians have more sex than straight dudes.
And talk shit.
Just because we, you know, sex that we're not involved in. And men,
yeah.
Men in our mind, we assume that there's sex going on everywhere nonstop.
A big old
and we're just not.
Lesbian ball.
Yeah. Matter of fact, would that girl tell us that she was hanging out with some friends?
An orgy broke out.
Yeah, and then they text me talking about an orgy. So we all are under the impression, but I don't think that. I think the girls are just lying.
I think they're doing a whole lot of putting on.
Yeah, they like
they're trying
giggle.
To turn people on and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they like to share, you know, I had some ice cream and you have some.
And it's weird.
Yeah, y'all
man.
Both got that ice cream.
Everybody be
mouth.
Doing the most.
Not cute. All right. What is groupie hate? I know I put that
groupie
in
hate.
I forgot what groupie hate was.
I thought groupie love was okay. What's
I think
groupie
hate?
Hate
was a playoff of groupie love.
All right.
So
oh
I
yeah.
Just
watch this
Anthony
shit.
Anthony Mackie.
Hold on. Pause this real fast. Pause this real fast. Yeah, Derek. I really want you to pay attention to this.
All right. I ain't gonna talk.
Only because you be treating people. Like this. I don't
what?
Think he was wrong,
right.
But listen to this. Go all ahead. Right. Watch this.
Okay. Rudest human being alive. So I live in New Orleans. I'm here for spring break. Apparently, Anthony Mackie lives here, too. I pulled up to a gas station. Here, Anthony Mackie comes in this huge fucking truck, all blacked out, all fucking sleek, windows down, So it's like, also, if you don't want people to come up to you and fucking say how much they appreciate your work, why the fuck are all your windows down and you're blasting music, smoking a fucking cigar? So I park my car, oh, pause it, pause my it. Gas. I see pause Anthony it. Mack.
I kind of hate her.
Is he doing anything wrong so far?
Not yet. Not yet. She hasn't said nothing I bad as ever.
I know she's wrong simply because she started cursing.
Yeah.
Simply because she was like, fucking this
yeah,
and fucking that.
She's in the wrong, bro.
What the
I'm
fuck?
On Anthony Mackie's side. Keep going.
He said,
he's done nothing
if
wrong
you
yet.
Don't want nobody talking to you, why you got your windows?
But the music was blasting. That's a key sign. He don't want to talk, but the music is blasting. But what anyway,
he's smoking a cigar. Of course he got the windows down.
That nigga's a superhero. Whatever the fuck he want to do.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead and play.
Across the fucking lot, I gently walk up to him.
Lies.
Being like,
lies.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to bother. Because I know celebrities are on time. I know celebrities got shit to do. I understand that. So I walk up being very, very, very respectful, very, very, very open-minded.
Land the plane.
Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Tell me why Anthony Mackie did this. No. No. To my face.
Wait.
No. And then just went back to what he was doing, having me stand.
No. Wait, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? He did nothing wrong. No.
You ever see that video when Kesha tried to ask
him? Hey, when Seinfeld was like, no, no. Yeah,
he was
no.
Like, no.
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 Yeah, so
what's wrong with that?
It wasn't rude. You ran up on his car
ran
at
up
a gas
on
station.
Him.
And the nigga put.
No.
No.
No. Everything's wrong. Hey, you're not even bad. Sorry, but she's not bad.
All right, go ahead.
I was standing there in front of Anthony Mackie being like, oh. Should I?
Yeah, should you should
I,
leave.
Like, should I go?
Yeah,
when
you
I
should
tell
go.
You, all I wanted to do was walk up to that man. First of all, thank you for his time for even looking at me, and then saying how much I thought appreciated his work, and that was it. That was it. I just wanted to be like, hey, Anthony Mackie, like, it's so nice to meet you. Like, I'm so like.
Pause it real fast.
I don't know.
You
I
know
think
what?
Right
here's
there, right there, looks weird. Because if a dude
thing.
Was going on and on about this to a chick,
right?
Get the fuck out of here.
Because here's the thing: when I see celebrities, and sometimes I feel like I'm bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
When I see a celebrity, this is how I go: like, yo, man, I see you and I appreciate your shit. That's it.
So all you can get from me now. I'm traumatized. I'll never talk to a celebrity like on some fanboy shit ever again. I told you that David Alagher story. Never again, nigga. I'm done. I'm finished. I don't give a fuck how famous you are. I do not care. I'm not saying a goddamn
if
thing.
If I see you, yo,
I'll be like,
oh,
that's
man?
Fly.
Yo,
but that's it.
Oh shit, that's the
oh shit, that's the bull.
What up, nigga?
That's the chick. That's what up, nigga? Yep. That's as far as it goes. Oh, that's what's the name?
Oh yep. Shit, yo. I'm not going
I
over there.
I choose never to be
fuck
starstruck
that.
Ever again.
Somebody, yo, you going to have to send a chick over to me to
here
be
go.
Like.
Steven Spielberg was at the Writers Guild. I took my mama to.
Yeah.
And the nigga had a mask on.
Yeah.
Just took the whole fucking thing away.
Right.
I was like, I don't give a fuck about no celebrity ever again. Y'all be acting goofy, man.
Yeah.
And then I'm acting, and I feel weird if I fan out. Nah, fuck that.
Is there anything left on that video? Is she still just rambling some more? Go ahead, play the rest of it.
Yeah, there's much more.
Really?
Much
phenomenal.
More?
I'm so glad I got to meet
like
you.
Another
like,
minute.
Have an amazing day. That was it!
See that? That's why you
it.
Say, look at you, spaz and fuck. I wouldn't want to talk to you either.
Awarded. But these fucking celebrities.
Fucking civilians.
They seem like we're fucking roaches and
nah,
rats.
About all
bitch,
that.
I'm popping my, the fucking, I'm at the same gas station as you, bitch.
There wasn't no need to call
me
bitch, though.
Level playing field.
Now we've
I'm
saying.
Pumping the same gas you pumping right now.
Now she's bringing him
like
down. Look at that.
Look at
she
me.
Loved him.
Even
she loved him. Now
like,
she's tearing him down.
Oh, like, hi, like, shush, like, you know, like, I'm on the low right now, but it's so nice to meet you. That would have been amazing. But I get a hand to the face. Get fucking stranded.
I
would have given
her a hand
stupid.
To the face, too. She stinks.
Yeah.
Anthony
if
Mackie,
you don't tell.
The rudest celebrity.
That girl looked like Austin from In the House.
The rudest celebrity. You make celebrities look bad.
Jeez,
you make civilians look bad.
You make them look bad.
Look at this shit. Look at this. Look at this shit. That girl needed all that.
She right. She just like the Habibis in the deli.
Get
like
the fuck
she
out
just
of here.
Want the views.
You
man.
Just want the views.
We went on and gave
that
it
nigga,
to you.
All he all she said he went no
longer than the interaction.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she made a really big deal out of this, out of, man.
No, no, no. He didn't say, get out of here, bitch. He didn't say, fuck out of here, ugly hoe. He just said, no.
Right. No. And the crazy thing was, if same car, same cigar, same fucking music, same windows down, but just a regular nigga in that car, you go nowhere near it.
You wouldn't go nowhere
if that
near
music
it.
Was vulgar rap music, you'd be like, why are they playing that?
Yep. I'm Team Anthony Mackie on this one.
You shouldn't be smoking by the pumps.
All that shit. You're going to blow everything up. The gas station is going to explode because of you and all that.
But I looked inside and there was someone that I wanted something from.
Yeah.
So now. Give me.
Yeah.
You
she
owe me.
She was a bubbling baby.
You're not better than me.
She was a bubbling ass baby.
We talking about
why
we pumping
fuck?
The same gas. No, we wasn't. You know he was in his car smoking a cigar while somebody was going to pay and pump.
And probably pump his gas
for
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Here go the thing. Right now, he had to audition to be the Falcon. Bitch, what have you done lately? That nigga had to be Papa Doc.
She put 20 on Pump 4.
He had to get
four.
Berated by Eminem at the end of 8 Mile. Bitch, what have you done lately? This nigga was in Half Nelson as a drug dealer. He was
wasn't
selling
he
heroin. This nigga, was he Tupac?
Was he Tupac and Notorious?
Was he? I don't know.
I don't like the way you said
this
it.
This nigga
like
was
notorious.
In fucking...
Notorious.
He was... What else?
I just say that. Just I don't want anybody making videos about you. So, I don't know. Maybe
they fine.
Maybe we got to roll the windows up. I don't
Look,
know.
Look, man. First of all, I'm not that popular.
Yeah,
thank
he
God.
He played Tupac in the movie.
He played Tupac?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he played Tupac in Notorious. Like, what have you done lately? Let that nigga smoke his...
And dog. How you know he wasn't in character? How you know he wasn't preparing for a role?
He could have been preoccupied with anything.
Disrespectful to bitches.
He could have got a text from his baby mom or some shit. And she just made this. You made a celebrity look bad.
Yeah.
We pumping it. How she going to big him up? We pumping the same gas, motherfucker. We on the
Yeah. Yeah.
That's painful.
Thing, man. Yeah, like all that.
I'd like to see people make a video about
that
for
she
me.
She didn't go up to him and go, hi. I'm so sorry to bother you, but she didn't do that. She definitely was like, oh, my God, Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Because she putting on her side of the story, talking about she was all innocent. I'm like, you can't believe that shit.
I just gently went up to him.
Gently.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you probably didn't. Pulled up, blocked the
because
car
Because the way
in.
She did all the fuckings, like
yeah,
you said, T.
Good call,
when
T.
you cuss, you lose.
I know you're lying because you're cussing.
Yeah.
Your lips is moving.
Yeah,
and
man.
All these cusses come
you in. You trying
now.
To fill in the gaps.
Is that how that song goes?
You trying to fill in the gaps of that
I
lie with some
lying
cusses.
Lying because you cussing.
Ain't no truth in there, so you got to cuss for the filler, bitch ass. I know what you're doing. You fast talking.
I hope the story is true, because I know that's another thing. These motherfuckers just get in their car and just say whatever.
Whatever
man.
The fuck, man.
That is another crazy thing. You know, she probably never even met the motherfucker, was nowhere near.
Probably wasn't even nowhere
just
near.
Just made a video and tricked my black ass
tricked
into talking
my
about
black
it.
Ass into talking. About
man,
it.
No need for apologies.
This has been another splendiferous episode.
No need for apologies. I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
Toto Tower, say goodbye. Unless you was about to say something else to you. What you about to say?
Oh, I was going to ask about the gloveless food question.
Oh yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
There was a debate we was having.
Yeah, before the show started. I was watching something. I was actually watching a clip of Stuff Island. They shout out to Tommy Pope and Chris O'Connor. Great dudes. Recently relocated to Austin, Texas, along with a lot of people making that ship. So they got a new space where they're doing their, you know, they do a cooking show and all that shit like that, right?
Okay.
And, Tommy Pope was fucking cutting egg rolls, like, you know, and he had his bare hands all over the fucking egg rolls. I'm watching this shit, and I'm like, well, that's fucking ruined now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't. Like, even if it's a cooking show, I don't give a fuck. You don't put your hands on the food.
All
right. Put some fucking gloves on, right? So, and I think about it. Okay, I get it. Like, maybe if it's a personal relationship. I think, realistically, you should only be touching the food with your hands if you cooking for somebody that you fucking. Or you cooking with somebody that you fucking. Other than that, like, Thanksgiving.
My mom?
Immediate family, yes. But once you open it up, like, you know what I mean? Once
but you know how many people in restaurants are touching your food? Like. The chefs and the sous chefs, they
don't have to wear gloves
food.
In the restaurant?
I don't
be seeing them
but see,
wear
okay,
gloves.
So forget the restaurant. The debate that we were having was...
Not even that. Have you ever cooked for anyone in your home?
No.
I have.
Did
I don't wear
put
gloves.
Gloves on? Do I you own gloves?
No.
I don't own food cooking gloves.
Me either.
So
all right. So that's we and that's why we got into this debate. We go,
but if it's
all
a
right,
girl making it,
Nat,
girl's a cleaner.
We like Nat. We've known Nat for a while, right? Mm-hmm. If Nat was making some food and you're just watching Nat handle all the food with her bare hands, are you eating the food? Or
I'm
do
probably
you,
eat the food.
You probably going
to
eat the food?
Because I know she had to, wa- she
you
had
will
to
have
wash
seen,
her hands.
If you're watching me make the food, you're watching me wash my hands at least probably 4 or 5
times. Yeah, because if it's chicken, you got to wash your hands.
Exactly.
Three,
you know what I think it is? No offense to Tony Pope or whoever's hands
ate.
That was
it's a
in
dude's
the video.
Hands.
I think it's the hands. If their hands look nasty or they have ugly looking hands, I don't want it.
If they just hands that
like,
I don't.
Like sausage, fat, puffy hands.
Here's
like,
the thing.
No thanks.
Like, all right, this is going to sound weird. I think sure. I'm going to put it this way. All if right. they not hands, if they not fingers I would put in my mouth, then they shouldn't be touching my food. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my kids, when they babies, I probably would put their fingers in my mouth so y'all could touch my food. But as adults, especially, like, as, like, rodents, or not rodents, but you know what I mean, when they, like, in that middle age, like, 10 to 12, no, I don't want them touching my food. Even as adults, I don't think I want my kids touching my food when they're adults. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, at this stage of my life, it's just really my woman that could touch my food.
All right.
That's...
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not. Yeah, my mom.
I go
nah,
to a lot of restaurants, and I'm pretty sure them niggas is probably touching my food.
Derek,
so.
Did you touch those burgers for the outdoor episode?
Nope. Derek didn't touch them. And Pockets had gloves on.
How about that?
Yeah. Barbecue. See, I used to barbecue for niggas. Latex
barbecue
gloves.
Might
and
be.
I would get the latex ones from the auto shop. That way I could still touch like my hands, but it's not me touching. You know what I mean? Yeah, if I'm going to make a patty, latex gloves, man.
If you're dealing with a lot of raw meat, that makes sense to me to use gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we end so I can pee?
Yeah. All right. Toto Tower, say goodbye. Allow the comments to fill in on what they think about touching your food wrong.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website.
Talk shit.
All right. Nat, T?
Follow me, Tiana Sasha. T-E-O-N-A across all social media. Make sure you go to linktree.com/NNFA to see the boys on tour. Follow us, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a rating, rate us, give us 5 stars, give us a rating on iTunes and YouTube. We need that. That helps us a lot.
Yeah, and the other thing that helps right now is I'm building up the Patreon. The Patreon will be me reviewing all most of the videos that you guys send to me. So right now, shout out to Johnny D, Marcel, Toby, and Tiff Malcolm for all the videos that you guys always send. I enjoy all of that shit. I watch all of them, and I'm reviewing most of them on the Patreon episodes. They drop on Friday. So whether you're a Gas Digital subscriber or if you don't want to fuck with Gas, but you want to come to Patreon and support Tiana there, please come submit your videos there in my inbox and we'll review them there. All right. You guys have been great. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Peace out.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.